This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The first question is, you may not all of you think of it, but I hear it. Why I cannot fast when I have my menstruation? It's Ramadan. It's very hard for me to do it again. You may sound surprised, but I've heard it. And we cannot just say because. Number one, whenever somebody asks you a question that you never thought anybody will ask, don't belittle them. They are, especially if it is the younger generation. You know what? They are very different than you and me. And it's very different where they are growing and what they hear and what they see. We didn't have social media when I was your age. If I had social media when I was your age, I don't know how I would turn. Right? Honestly. So we have to listen to everything they say. You know, if it's simple, alhamdulillah, I need sometimes people to remind me of the simple things. If it is, how dare, if I have asked it when I was her age, how dare you ask? Well, things has changed. So any question you get, take it. And if you don't know, say, I don't know. I'm going to go and check. But never belittle somebody who's asking you, because they will never ask you again. They're going to go and ask somebody, most probably don't know, and they will get not the right answer. So the number one question is it related to menstruation as a woman? Why I cannot fast? Right? There's nothing in the Quran says I can't fast. You hear this. And the answer is, there is nothing in the Quran says I cannot fast. It's true. It is true. There's only one verse in the Quran about menstruation. Only one. يسألونك عن المحيض. It's in Surah Al-Baqarah 185. They ask you about menstruation. Say, meaning Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, tell them it's pain, it's discomfort. Allah call it adha. Pain, discomfort, something we don't like. You all agree with me. But then what did Allah say? He didn't say don't pray. He didn't say don't fast. So you can't say it's in the Quran. Because if somebody knows the Quran more than you, you're done. I was like, oh no, here is the verse. And Allah didn't say, don't fast, don't pray. Allah, the only thing here he said, don't get close to the woman during menstruation, meaning intimate relationship. And then when it is done, and they have done the Islamic bath, you can resume the relationship. What about fasting? And what about salah? Combine them. Because that's always the other issue. Everybody in the masjid praying Taraweeh and I am staying home. What do you respond? It's a hadith from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What did he say? So actually, it is not from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, now we are guessing. That's our problem. This is when you answer, imagine somebody in front of you know a little bit more than you. Or they don't know. But they're just challenging you. And if you are not confident about what you are saying, nobody will listen to you. It's actually not a hadith of a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a hadith said by Sayyidah Aisha in more than one thing. Because the question came to her, why listen to the hadith? The woman asked her, it's actually her helper, asked her, why the woman during menstruation does not make up the salah, but makes up the fasting? So there was nothing from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. She responded, we were at the time with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We get our cycle and he ordered us to make up our salah but not make up our fasting, meaning we did not fast and we did not pray. Sunnah, this is something for all of you to learn. Sunnah is not only what he said. It's not only what he said. It's what he said and the second one, what he did, and the third one, what he approved. So if somebody in front of him, let's say a girl sitting on the floor like this, and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was there, he didn't say anything, but she was sitting, and he didn't say don't do it, that means he approved it. So he approved, that's what she told her. She said, that's what we did at the time of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Obviously he ordered them, or he explained to them. For salah, it's very clear. Because another woman, when it came about abnormal bleeding, she came to him and asked him, what do I do? I am a woman who bleeds all the time. He said, when the time of your cycle comes in, stay away from salah. So that we know. But the fasting was in this hadith. Now, very important for everybody, young and not very young, because now I'm here, it's also from not the very young people. Whenever my deen, Islam, you know what is really, the real meaning of Islam is what? Submit to the will of Allah. And Allah said this verse, beautiful, Surah Al-Ahzab, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. And they said, no believing men and women, here he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put them both. When Allah decree something, or when Allah order something, they have no choice. Meaning, you have no choice but to submit to the will of Allah. Not everything I'm going to understand. And even harder, not everything I like, or I want to do, or everybody else is doing. Most of what we are doing, how many people does what we do as a woman? But that's what Allah said. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. So when I come to Ramadan, why I cannot fast? My immediate answer is Allah said so. Where? In the Quran? No, in the Sunnah. So that's the first question. And it again, it is common. I've heard it about Salah also. And that's why I am combining them. So that's number one. The next, and if the woman say, I'm sorry, I love to fast, I'm not convinced. Again, maybe not you, but in general. The answer to her, you are disobeying Allah and what you are doing is haram. That's the word the scholar used. It's not my word. All consensus, if the woman during her menstruation fast or pray, she is disobeying Allah and she is doing something haram. So imagine the woman says, but I love salah, I want to be close to Allah. My answer to her, and I'm going to come to it later in another question, my answer is you're going to be much closer to Allah when you do not pray and when you do not fast. The same thing when somebody who has chronic illness, and I see this all the time. Right? But it's Ramadan. I said, wallahi, I know it's Ramadan. But when Allah said, if you are sick and fasting will make you, make your disease or make your health worse, the order is to break your fast. You're obeying Allah when you break your fast. If you don't break your fast, you're disobeying Allah. So al-ibadah, this is something for everybody. Act of worship is not what I like, or what everybody else is doing. The act of worship is what Allah said and ordered, which usually mean Allah-like.